Rama, 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 Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
The Divine Grace is confound Acharya Jagat Guru Silesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajagacharya Astu Terasate Sishima The Divine Grace Sila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Ananda Gaudi Vaishnavrinda Ki Jaya. Namacharya Srila Haridasa Kura Ki Jaya. Prem Sri Guru Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinath Shyamakum Radha Kunda Giri Gaura Vadan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Atura Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Mahipur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Ganges Mai Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Itai Gaura Premanande. All glories assembled devotees. All glories assembled devotees. All glories assembled devotees. All glory to Sisi Guru Sri Gauranga Nama Om Vishnu Hare Krishna Vritai Bhutale Shumate Bhakti Chirita Shansyana Namaste Krishna Praya Kukara Shitam Nishi Gaura Karana Shakti Vati Tuta Tanyana Om Magyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshunulitam jena tashmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhistam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kada mahyam dadati svapalantikam pandeham shri guru shri yuta padakam shri gurun vaishnavam cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vritam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savaduta Varijan Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakan Vritam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Rati Vrindavani Shwari Vaisavan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanta Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sundu Vyai Vasha Patitanam Pabhivyo Vishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarupa Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Pavitra Prasanya Kadasi Ki Jai Hare Krishna Happy Ekadashi.
Happy Ekadashi to you. Ask question. So question number one. Why does the spiritual master communicate through dreams? Why not directly?
The Prabhupada say devotees will find many ways to present Krishna consciousness. Many ways to present Krishna consciousness. Not only one, not only one way. Many ways to present Krishna consciousness. The reason for that is we have different modes of nature controlling us. We are not in the same level. So, we cannot be instructed in the same way. Some will not understand it because mostly we are on the bodily platform. On the bodily platform, our consciousness is heavily dominated by a mode of ignorance and passion. So, we sit in a class, we don't hear properly. We also see the guru on the bodily platform. So in this way, we will not be able to get the message as it is because of our physical conditioning. Therefore, a bona fide spiritual master devising so many ways to pass on Christian consciousness will speak to the devotees in different ways, including dream. I'll tell you something. These are very deep things, but sometimes it should be said. Since it comes naturally, it should be said. We didn't plan for it. It just came. So I have to say it so I don't feel guilty. Srimati Radharani was in past tense with Krishna, with all the associates. We know that Brinda Devi is the manager for arranging all Krishna's things, for all the persons Krishna has to play. She is in charge of that. That is her department, to arrange everything Krishna has to play. That is her duty. So Srimati Rani has forgotten her waist belt. And when she remember, she didn't speak. She simply looked at Vrinda Devi and immediately she understood, I have to bring her waist belt. So she went to bring it. You understand? She simply looked. I'm not complete, and people are going to suspect me. No waist belt means what? Cemetery was accused. Your dress is not proper. Your dress is not proper. And look at your breast. So many crosses on your breast. Your ankle bones are all loosened. So, it means that you have had an intimate relationship with Krishna. This is no good for a chaste lady like you in Brijabasi. Yeah, well known in this place as a chaste lady, but how is this chastity? So Krishna said, see, I did not do anything. I was simply hiding in the bush through the whole night. So Lalita Sakhi said, why you were hiding the bush through the whole night? So I said, because your friend, she scattered my hair, see, my peacock is off. See, all my jewels dismantled. This is her duty. So Srimati Radharani said, you are very expert to accuse somebody for the thing which you yourself have done. That is your duty. So anyway, the point is that Srimati simply looked and she passed the message. Without talking, she passed the message. And Brinda Devi understood. She quickly bring the waist belt. So the special master, looking at the dull nature of the disciples who cannot hear physically, because we take things for granted. We speak because he has the desire, he has his duty to teach the disciples. See, he can teach in a dream. He can teach physically. He can teach by looking. He can teach also by speaking. Different ways. In fact, for a bona fide first class disciple, the guru doesn't have to speak always. So if it's just by looking, he's speaking. And also he speaks from the heart. He can speak from the heart to the disciple. If that disciple is connected, he will speak from the heart. Yesterday we were discussing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciting the verse in his mind. And he recited it only to Swarupa Damodara Goswami. Only two of them knows. No third person. So when Rupa Goswami came from Navadvip, Bengal, to Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu recited this prayer and Rupa Goswami completed the remaining one. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu have not said it yet, but Rupa Goswami has written it down already. He has written it down. The second mantra, after this, the next one, Rupa Goswami wrote it. And then he put it at the roof, kind of like that. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to take bath in the ocean and he came back. Before he came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And how did he know? How did he know? Rupa Goswami didn't give it to him. I didn't show anybody. He just hid it one corner. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just came. And his eye went straight to the place. He picked it and opened it and fainted, unconscious. As he fainted, Rupa Goswami came and offered obeisance. As he offered obeisance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious. And as soon as Rupa Goswami appeared, he got up. He came back and out of joy, out of happiness, he slapped Rupa Goswami. How did you know my mind? I never said it to anybody. I didn't tell you this. How did you know my mind? What did Rupa Goswami say? Nothing. That is the humility of pure devotees. He didn't say anything. Because he is also in ecstasy. What will he say? He knows everything and asking me. So what will I say? What will I have to say? He already knows everything. So Rupa Goswami kept quiet. He was enjoying that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. Very tight. The pleasure. With that ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Swarupa Damodara Goswami and said, see what happened. Do you know? It's only you. I recited this prayer in my heart. No second person. Rupa Goswami knew. And not only that, the next verse which I have to recite, he already written it. See. How did he know my mind? How? See, Swarupa Damodara Goswami said, my dear Lord, if we have never mentioned this to Rupa Goswami, and he has exposed your mind, if Rupa Goswami have exposed your mind, it means what? You have given him your blessing. If you have not given your blessing, how will he know? Why all others, they don't know? Only Rupa Goswami knows. Because you have blessed him. Yes, I did. Yes. I was so happy. I'm so happy for Rupa Goswami that blessed him completely to preach Krishna consciousness. So Rupa Goswami is Rasa Acharya. all the associates of Chitamahaprabhu, he has given all of this special qualities and special service, all of them. Rasa Acharya. It's Rupa Goswami. Yes, he confirmed it. He confirmed it. Rupa Goswami was able to know my heart because I have given him my blessing. For one who has been blessed, Biba Mangala Thakura is praying, if I have your blessing, what is to end it? And if I don't have your blessing, what else is the important? Nothing. Nothing. Everything is zero. What are your blessing? Zero. With a blessing, everything. So Rupa Goswami got everything. He is a duplicate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's very, 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 very interesting to see the dynamic nature of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is so nice, so transcendental, so divine. Devotees who are ready, who have been blessed, devotees who are blessed. He knows everything, and their heart is always bleeding out of compassion. And for that, their eagerness to passion Christian consciousness, you will make them to devise so many ways to present that Christian consciousness. You see, Prabhupada, what he did. So many ways to present consciousness. So we shouldn't be surprised why the special master would also speak to the disciple in a dream. Why not? Well, Krishna Das Kavya Goswami. How do you get instruction to write Chaitanya Charitamrita? How do you get the instruction? In the dream, he was told. It's in the dream. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how was he instructed to take sannyas? But his answer is what he had already left the planet. It's in a dream he came to tell him, take sannyas. Prabhupada said, sannyas? Huh? Oh, this is sannyas business in Babaji, in Vrindavan. All these people, chapati sannyas, I don't want all this. There's no need. And all this austerity that is along with the sannyas, I'm okay like this. But it just came again. I said, take sannyas! It's okay. I'm sorry. I must take sannyas. It's a dream. there's so many instances the Krishna is speaking, the pure devotees are speaking to the disciples in the dream, giving them instructions in the dream. Madhavendra Puri, the pujari who gave him rice, how did he get it? Krishna told him in the dream, my devotee is sitting there. Go and give. I took, before you came to remove the prasadam, I have hidden one pot. He didn't see. I played trick on you. I have hidden one there. So physically, you don't see it now in the dream. Go there, you see. So in the dream, he told him, I hid some pots of rice. Go there to the altar. Look behind. You will see. Then go and look for one, my devotee. He's here in this village. He's here. Go and look for him. His name is Madhavendra Puri. Go and give him a sweet rice. Prasada. So a dream. Why he didn't tell him physically? He was there in the altar physically. Why he didn't see? But Krishna told him in a dream, go and take the sweet rice I hid behind there. Go back to the altar. He went and he saw it. So that's illusion? No, he saw. He took it and he also met Madhavendra Puri in person. And he gave him the sweet rice. So many ways to learn Krishna consciousness, if we are ready, there are many ways. We'll get instructions, we'll get teachings. Not only sitting in the temple room, we'll sleep. Right? See, the temple room, we'll sleep. In a dream, when instruction is given, very clear. Very clear. And you get up and you say, Srinivas Acharya, the parents were really old, so they were not expecting any child. They were really living like brother and sister, no more as husband and wife. So one day, the wife told the husband, I think we need a child. The husband said, what? All this year, you're still keeping this thing in the mind? I thought you have forgotten about this thing. You're still keeping this in the mind? The wife said, no, I'm not keeping anything in the mind. Have I asked you for 6 years I've been here? Have I asked you? The Lord wants us to have a child. Yeah. You sure? Yes. The Lord. He spoke to me in a dream. My devotee is waiting. I want to glorify you. My devotee is waiting. I want him to come in you because you are qualified for that. The quality of your devotion. I want to broadcast the quality of your devotion. So my pure devotees will come to you. You are qualified to have him as a son. See, the husband said, so if it is true, let's go and confirm it from the Lord. I don't believe you. Let's go and confirm. It's okay, let's go. They went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they got there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting, and thousands, millions of people, all full everywhere, all heavy Mahajan, heavy weight, they were all there. So it's a poor householder. How will he penetrate this assembly to get to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How will he get there? It's not like this. It's long. And people all sat. How will he get there? But as soon as he appeared from wherever he's coming from, as soon as he got to the crowd, Sri Jayaprabhu said, come here, I want to see all of you. Immediately, there was express road created. This is bhakti. Express road was created. Without difficulty, they came. As soon as they offer obeisance and stood up, Sri Jayaprabhu said, I want all of you to go and bring my devotee. Confirmed. See, the wife look at the husband, you see. I'm not telling you a lie. I'm not lost. It is not there. The Lord wanted it. So this is not sex life. That is pure devotional service. Because it was not from their mind. Krishna influenced them. That is pure Krishna consciousness. That is how Srinivas Acharya came. Chaitanya Das, his father. In a dream, all these things are arranged. All right?
Question number 2. After the physical disappearance of the spiritual master, how does the relationship grow? If the disciple was not strongly connected, does he need to formally accept someone else as a Siksha Guru?
Yes. Yes. He has to accept Siksha. Who would guide him and direct him what he should do? Every day. That is necessary. For we should try to understand. The relationship between the spiritual master and disciple is not material relationship. It is spiritual. That's how we sing every day. Chakshudan Diloje Janme Janme Prabhu Se Divya Janride Prakashito. Chakshudan Diloje, Janme Janme, birth after birth. You are my, by eternal master. It's not material. You know this body. It is the spiritual connection. That is eternal. It's not temporal. So, disciples who are not connected, very weak, dull-headed, dull mind, materialistic, they will be able to make that strong connection. So, if the spiritual master is not there, we have difficulties. Therefore, there's a need for the physical siksha to guide and direct, so he can remain fixed. Most of the times, when the spiritual master leaves, there's so many problems for the disciples. So many. The problem is usually because the devotees are weak. They have taken their relationship for granted as an external thing, so there's no connection. So that form which is covering them physically, when it's removed, they can't see again, they will be helpless. Well, there's a need to cover that space. So we can continue the occasional process. There's no need for initiation. They should take shiksha. Even if the spiritual master is there, especially these days when we have many things to do, there's a need. For shiksha must be done under the permission of the spiritual master. This day we see the devotee taking his, this is my shiksha guru. Who gave you permission to take shiksha? He will take permission from the guru to take shiksha. He will permit you. That is the best way. It's in the scripture. You take permission. Then everything becomes transparent. So one should not take without permission. Except for a situation where you are in the same zone and the person is already, your siksha there, it's already there. So that is automatic. Or it's a Siddha Go brother who have been guiding you all along. So that is automatic. Right?
Number three, what is spiritual prostitution?
Spiritual prostitution means we are not chaste, we are not loyal to ISKCON. We don't appreciate what Srila Prabhupada has done. This is a very subtle offense, not so gross, but it's subtle. When a disciple, a devotee is jumping from one society to another society, what are we looking for? What is it we are looking for? That's what it means, prostitution. A prostitution means what? A prostitute is one who is not with one man. He is with every man. So spiritual prostitution means one who is in every society, every organization he is there. And his philosophy is that they are speaking the same thing. I went to that lecture and he spoke exactly like Prabhupada. That's an offense. How can he speak exactly like Prabhupada? We have the same capacity. Even Srila Prabhupada, God brother, is it the same thing? Is it the same thing? Yeah, you know the same thing. If it is the same thing, why is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave him this instruction? This instruction was given to Prabhupada to go to the West and preach Krishna consciousness while Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was having sannyas disciples. So if it is the same, and that time Prabhupada was a householder, not a sannyasi, who would have been given the instruction? The sannyasis. So if it is the same, why Prabhupada, not all the sannyasis who were there? He was also not initiated that time. So Prabhupada was not initiated when he got this instruction from his guru. Go and preach Christian consciousness in the English-speaking country. Preach Christian consciousness. Go and give them Christian consciousness. He just came first time, not initiated. He's not a disciple. And the Baptist ancestors, what he was sitting there with the Sanya disciples. Why didn't give them this instruction? So you're not the same. So if it's not the same, then what about other organizations? How can they say they speak the same thing? Our acharyas, they say something about this. That Bhagavatam has qualification for the listeners and for the speakers. Bhagavatam has qualifications for hearing and speaking. For those who are to hear Bhagavatam, they say we are four auspicious, four inauspicious, and adaya means many more, and others. These eight are just principal. There are many more. So let us look at the inauspicious listeners of Bhagavatam. The four. The bull, the camel, Burunda bird, and wolf. Wolf. Four. These are inauspicious Bhagavatam attendants, those who hear Bhagavatam. The camel, the bull, the wolf, and Burunda bird. Burunda bird. Four. Somebody say it sounds like African, Burunda. Huh? We have Burundi. So you say Burunda. So. Well, the whole world was one before, so it should not be a surprise. If it is African, it should not be a surprise. Because the whole world was one. So, in Nigeria, we have Triveni also. Triveni. There's no history, so I'm trying to go and find out if there's some history to that. There's Triveni in Nigeria. Triveni, where three rivers join. Right? We have Triveni here. Nigeria also, we have Triveni. So there may be something. And yesterday, His Grace Mukunda Dada Prabhu was saying Kunja Berry found in India. I said, well, my man, I was saying, no, you don't know. You have very many in my village. This one I have here from my village, not from India. I brought them from my village. Very common everywhere in my village, in forest. You get all this, very common. And this one I brought, it's at the back of our temple, it's called temple. Just at the back of ISKCON temple, we have a big garden there. And there were so many there. Just plug one devotee just plug it. I was doing some physical exercise. I was removing them, picking the seeds. And I brought from India here. From Africa, I brought it here. And they make the beads from my deities. Kunja berries. Kunja berries. When you come to ISKCON, everything becomes meaningful. In the building, we don't see it's an important thing. Srimati Rani Krishna take pleasure in the gopis, have to spend time in the forest to make this, pick these things and make it as a very wonderful exercise and entertainment to allow Krishna to enjoy it. Maybe they will just play with it. In this corner, it's very meaningful, it is. The beauty of Christian consciousness, everything becomes meaningful. So anyway, so this camel, bull, wolf, and Brunda bird are inauspicious listeners of Bhagavata. And particularly because of the issue at hand, we are talking about a camel. A camel, you know, Sri Prabhupada described that the camel is chewing thorns, the blood is coming, and it's mixing with the grass it's chewing, and the feeling, oh, this is very tasty, very nice, sweet. So, the blood, his own blood, and the grass and the thorns, they are the same. Is it not? But are they the same? So, a camel listener is one who hears Bhagavatam from a pure devotee, Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, Sri Prabhupada, the six Goswamis. And he is considering that to also to be the same, like Prakasanana Saraswati. Is it the same? A camel listener of Bhagavatam will think that they are speaking the same. I listen to Bhagavatam. He spoke exactly like Prabhupada. He's a camel. He's a fool. Recently, I even had a devotee. He's a devotee, initiated his own devotee speaking. Oh, this Mataji, during our safari, we went to a place and one lady came, was speaking. She met Prabhupada and assisted. She translated for Prabhupada. Remember?
Yes. Yes.
So one devotee was, she spoke Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam exactly like Prabhupada. I just look at him. I see. How can she speak Bhagavatam like Prabhupada? Bhagavatam. Have you really looked at Prabhupada Bhagavatam? You don't know what it is? How can he speak like that? But that's what the devotee said. Oh, I've attended. And it's a big devotee telling me this. It's a Swami. It's a Swami who is telling me this. Ah, Bhagavatam is just like Prabhupada. Hey! I shrugged my shoulder. Yeah? You see? Hey, camel. Camel. Listen to Bhagavatam. A bull with a symbol of a bull. Foolishness. A bull, listen to Bhagavatam. You read Bhagavatam, you read novels, you read newspapers, they are the same. They are the same. The mundane literature, you see, is written by a gross karmi who has nothing, no knowledge at all about Krishna. It's all the same. They have the same taste. It's a bull, fool. It's a fool. A wolf. This is my own speculation. A wolf, what is a wolf? A wolf disturbs for a hunter to capture a deer is to play his flute. The deer will become attracted and forget itself. In this way, the hunter will easily kill the But when the wolf make noise, the noise would disturb the flute hearing, and the deer will be awake, and the hunter will not be able to kill. So this is my speculation. When our cell phone ring in the class, we are wolf. That's a wolf. Because what? The symbol of wolf is that it's disturbing the sweet sound of the flute. So when we are when our phone rings in the class, what does it do? It disturbs everybody. Especially in the Baptist Society or Baptist Bible class. Because the penalty is the sweet. So sweet. They will forget it, but what? Is a sweet. They will everybody clapping hand for. But they didn't clap hand for Bagwata. They clap hand for sweet. Tomorrow, sweet feet. Because I violated the law. This is my. I'm a fall founder. This is the only thing I do. So, so when our phone rings in the class, that is wolf, because we are disturbing the flow of the Bagwata hearing. It's wolf. In some temples, the cars are parked. Yeah, laughing at me. I'm a fourth founder. I really told you that I'm a fourth founder. So don't take me seriously. Just forgive me. And pray for me so that I become a good devotee. So I will not see all these things. They park the car very. The car is the same compound. So when you park the car, and the Bhagavatam class is going on, what happens? Every attention will turn from the speaker to the car. What is that? Wolf. I've not finished. A manager who sends devotee out of class or out of japa for a service could be done outside Bhagavatam class and japa time. Who is that? It's a wolf. The point is that we have disturbed devotees japa and hearing of Bhagavatam, which it is a medicine for us. And this medicine should be taken sometimes, according to Bhagavatam, sometimes. Nitya, right? Nitya, Bhagavata, Sevaya. So when we are, emergency is a different thing. We're not talking about emergency. When we send devotees out of Bhagavatam class, out of japa time, for services that could be done outside, we are wolf. Because we are disturbing the devotees' hearing of Bhagavatam and chanting the holy name. Wolf. So we have talked about camel, bull, and the wolf. What do you mean? The Burunda bird. Burunda bird lives not just in the forest. It lives at the Himalayas. With the sages. That is where he stays. He lives with the sages. And what the sages do? They chant mantras and discuss scriptures, right? So the Burunda bird will hear everything completely without mistake. And he will perfectly repeat it to others, but he will never practice one thing. Never one thing. He's very good at teaching, giving instructions. Giving instruction, giving advice. You know what they say sometimes? We are very experienced in giving advice to people, but when it comes to our turn, we forget all the advice we are giving to people. What is that? Burunda bear. Listener. We are very experienced to give advice, big philosophy. We give to people. And people come to us, and we feel very happy about it. Yes. But tomorrow, let little thing happen. all our big advice and the scriptural quotations disappear. We'll be ordinary person, Burundabed. Or to give instructions about things which we cannot do ourselves. Burundabed. So, our charters, he gave us everything complete. So, prostitution means we are leaving this wonderful association to mundane association and considering them to be the same. That is prostitution. It's in this temple, it's in that society, it's in this place. It's a kanka, it's a resurrection, great movement, ISKCON, Chiang Mai Mission, Yogananda Paramahamsa Society. Everywhere he goes. Actually, that is neophyte. Neophyte. A neophyte. Neophyte has different branches. He has respect for the deities. He doesn't care for devotees. Neophyte. Second, he can go to all temples. All temples. Ganesh, Shiva, these. All temples he goes, including Krishna temple. Every temple he goes. And they are the same. Neophytes. All neophytes. Every temple has respect. It's respect. It's visiting all places. It's holy. Holy religious activity, duty is doing to visit the temples. It's neophytes. Third, neophyte. Neophyte. Third class, neophyte. He has no taste for bona fide scriptures, no taste. He has addiction for fiction, fiction, you know, fiction. For fiction is very addicted. Sometimes I see some people they are very addicted to newspapers. They read newspaper with the full attention. But the moment they take Bhagavad Gita in their hand, they will sleep. Neophyte. For newspaper, they will never sleep. Newspaper, magazines, mundane magazines and newspapers, they don't sleep. They are very addicted. They know all the names of the sport heroes and athletes, heroes, and all the
movie stars,
all of them. They know all the names. But ask him, what is the first verse of Bhagavad Gita? Does not know. It's neophyte. It's a devotee, but it's neophyte. Right? So, we should be chaste and loyal to Srila Prabhupada and his movement. We will make rapid advancement. Even if one is a fool, but is loyal to the bona fide system, bona fide spiritual master, Prabhupada said he will be helped. That was the question he asked me before. I remember. What does it mean? Prabhupada said in chapter 10, Bhagavad Gita, text 10 and text 11, the Prabhupada repeated the same thing. One may have a bona fide spiritual master, right? Have a bona fide movement. But if he's a fool, he cannot understand what the spiritual master is teaching. But because he's sincere, Krishna will himself take the service himself by cleansing the devotee, that ultimately he will become pure and attain the ultimate destination. So Prabhupada asked me, how can it be like this, right? Well, the question asked me not. I said, I will answer you directly. And you never asked me again. So now I remember. There are many, many devotees. Many devotees join this movement without knowing what it is. Without knowing the goal. Many devotees join the movement for social reasons. Social reasons. All the young people, bright face, look at that, fresh. Ah, this is nice. And international, just look at this. Mauritius, Russia, Africa, Brazil, right? India. See, this small room, just see what is happening. It's a nice organization. It's nice. Look at your prasadam. Just see the quality of a prasadam. Look at your deity. So sparkling. Julan, the swing. Huh? Beautiful decorations. Look. See flowers. Beautiful decorations. Look at. Just see. ISKCON devotee dressing. Another society dressing. They look like beggars and deity. See, it's going to what you see. Bright. See, bright. Right? See what our society is. Look at that dress. Like beggars. Renunciation does not mean dirtiness. And renunciation does not mean poverty. Renunciation is not negligence of the body. I told one devotee, if you realize that you're not the body, why are you eating? Why do you sleep? Why do you drink? You're not the body, right? The yogi who realized I'm not the body, does he drink? The yogis. Do they drink? Do they eat? Do they sleep? They are seated in one place in trance, searching for the super soul. They forgot the body. I'm not the body. They can say like that. Philosophically, we can say like that, but we have to realize it. So Prabhupada said, one who simply understands I'm not the body, I'm a spirit soul, is an impersonalist. But one who realizes I'm not the body, I'm a spirit soul, and is acting on the spiritual platform, he is a devotee. Simply to understand I'm not the body, and then what? And then? What are the trees and plant, the plant and trees? What are the animals? Do they have to go to school to understand I'm not the body? They automatically see themselves like that. Automatically. So nothing wonderful about that. What is wonderful about it is that we are acting on a spiritual platform, on a soul platform. Yes. So many devotees they took to this movement because it looks like in India dressing on duty is normal. It's normal, not a new thing. Having sick is normal. Even if it's normal, right? It's normal. So it's not a big thing, right? So if someone dress on dhoti, what is so special about that? You know, many people are dressing on dhoti. So when we dress on dhoti, what do we do? That's the important thing. What do we do on dhoti in the sari? What do we do? To preach Krishna consciousness and practice Krishna consciousness. That's the difference. So it is not everybody who knows that the goal of this movement is to to go back home, back to Godhead, and he's following that. When one follows that, that's bhakti, that's auspicious. For one who joined the movement, so many brahmacharis joined the movement so they can have a chance to go to America. Right? So many brahmacharis like that. And they go to America and be pujari, paid pujari. Not to be a pujari, to be a paid pujari. That's why they go to America. So you get money to come and put building in Mayapur, then put it for rent and dress a dhoti with flowing on the ground and carry a very big bag and what, but they're not chanting. The big bag in the hand for the whole day, but I'm not chanting. Right? So what is that? The fools. So chance, they sit around nicely. Then we are on the path. That will make us pure. And attain perfection to go back home, back to Godhead. Which will make Srila Prabhupada very happy. Because the purpose for establishing this society, which means to give chance for people to hear about Krishna and become Christian conscious, is fulfilled. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Any question? Thanks. I didn't see. They are not closing, so I can put it. Yeah. Ask now. Close.